App of the Week is brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Chris Miller from MacStation is in to discuss App of the Week.
That's right, sir.
What do you got, Chris?
Well, it's a well-kept secret, sir, that I'm a profound geek. And being as geek culture's pretty much taken over these days, I mean, you look at the top 10 blockbusters the last few years, all comic book movies. So we're coming back. And so I have an app for my geek brethren out there to get their bits and pieces.
We're coming back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm loud, I'm proud, I'm a geek.
Indeed. Yeah, and I will totally defrag your hard drive.
Are we gonna have geek marches?
Well, more like geek awkward shuffles.
Okay, that would be good. All the geeks shuffling down
Georgia
Street.
I am proud of myself. Anyway.
Occupy comic book store. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, we're kind of already there, so.
They do occupy comic book stores. So what's your app?
Marvel Comics app. Which is actually an incredibly well-made app for the iPhone and the iPad. Load it up, and you can buy, with a subscription, any of the comics that come out, and look at any of the free ones. They usually put out number one and two of a series that are free, so you can check out a new line that's coming out, see if a story's interesting. And what's great is they're all in full comic book form, so you can read them on an iPad instead of buying a paper book, which nobody really wants to do anyway these days.
So the new comic book delivery system is iPad or tablet.
It very much the way that it's taken over newspapers, it's now taken over comics.
And so all the Marvel comics, do they do anything extra, or are they just static comics? Is there a little animation happening?
No, they're not motion comics. They're plain old simple comics. And a lot of comic purists, actually, the motion comics are a little kind of... They're ruining it. It's supposed to be the art pushes you forward, not some goofy graphic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Marvel, and what does it cost for a subscription? Is it the same as...
You buy it per book, depending on which one you're doing, but it's the same as... It's a little bit cheaper than buying printed books, which are usually $2.50, $3.99, depending on the title. Usually they're about $1.50, $1.99. So if you're just reading a book and you're into your series and you want to get your stories, it's a great way to do it.
Now, I do think I'm a geek, but I'm not up on comic book chic. So do we still have like Batman and Superman and those guys?
Well, that's DC, but yeah.
Oh, that's DC, not Marvel.
Marvel's like Fantastic Four, X-Men, so on and so forth.
Okay, got it. My app is silly, but we had so much fun with it. It's called Talking Tom. It's free, and it's this little cat that just irritatingly repeats back everything that you say, just like a child. And I've got my iPad turned down, but I'm going to turn it up now, and hopefully, Art, you pick this up. Okay, now I'm going to say something, and the cat's going to repeat it.
Okay, now I'm going to say something and the cat's going to repeat it.
See, it does that and it irritates you.
It does that and it irritates you.
So that's the end of our segment?
So that's the end of our segment?
Chris Miller, thank you.
Chris Miller, thank you.
The both of you are welcome.
App of the Week is brought to you by MacStation. Book a one-on-one training with our Apple specialists or sign up for one of our free workshops. Get the most out of your Mac with MacStation.